On the evening of the 13th of November, Paris was hit by one of the worst terrorist attacks Europe has witnessed in the past decade. More than 130 people died and many more were injured. The attack has left a mark in the city, and managing the culture of fear and mistrust is not easy after such a crisis. But in the end, Paris will always remain just as it is, a testimony to freedom, culture and passion. The cafes will remain open, people will still go out to concerts, and the theatre and lending a helping hand will never be seen as so essential. 2 weeks since the attacks, and Paris is showing an unrelenting Gallic determination to stand up and fight and continue in their daily life as normal. In the Oberkampf-Bataclan district, at the heart of the hardest hit 11th arrondissement, it's not just the theatre managers who are saying the show must go on. Our contributor, Tamara Thiessen, brings us this report.
From day one, Parisians have stood up and said, no, we will not be beaten, in an astounding show of human resilience. Even those most hardly struck by tragedy and grief have shown no sign of giving in since the warfare-like terrorism attacks hit on Friday, November the 13th. As Véronique, the owner of Le Baromètre, a typical corner bistro just 100 metres from the Bataclan Theatre, testifies.
Au contraire, les jeunes, vendredi, ils ont fait une grande fête.
The contrary. All the young people on the Friday night following the attacks had a huge party. They danced in the streets, they had fun. They wanted to say, we are alive, we will not be defeated. There was even a sense of jubilation.
While Le Baromètre remains buzzy and alive, frequented by a strong local clientele, Véronique fears the sadness will eventually get a greater grip.
A lot of people come here to reflect and spend some time together. So we have a lot of locals, but I think that's going to quieten down and be very sad. We lived the war and now we are no longer the same.
Le Baromètre became a temporary crisis centre for the injured and their families following the Bataclan shooting. That, says Véronique, put them in the firing line of strong emotions. As with other businesses nearby, she explains, it's had a fallout on both customers and staff.
Last week was very long in terms of atmosphere because there are the parents of those who died who came back here. There is a man who even escaped, thinking he had saved his wife, only to find that he had taken the hand of someone else, and his wife died at Bataclan. So it was an intensely emotionally charged week. It was very heavy going, very, very heavy.
While Paris is putting up a fight, the shock has clearly taken its toll on business and tourism. Along the Boulevard Voltaire and down the Rue Oberkampf, many bars and boutiques are near deserted. Melissa at the bakery, Boulangerie Blé d'Or, says while most shops close their doors only temporarily, the general mood remains on tenterhooks, fanned by the fear of further attacks.
Ah oui, il y en a beaucoup qui ont fermé. Il y en a beaucoup qui ont fermé après, non.
There were many that closed briefly. One must not live in fear. You can see for yourself, everything is open again now, although the streets are not really full of life. People are definitely not going out as much as before. For example, there was an alarm bell raised and they just shut the Republic Metro down. As soon as there is the slightest alert, it triggers panic.
For the dame who runs Depot Vente Balique, a second-hand store in Rue Oberkampf, while shop doors remain open, there is little traffic coming through. At least not for the time being.
It's a sadness, which means people have no desire to go shopping, it seems to me. Maybe a bit later that will change, but so soon after, it's very difficult. It's normal, I understand. I have no hankering to go and buy things I would normally want to. Maybe towards Christmas things will improve. But right now, there's a profound sadness.
Paul, who works at the international charity Petit Frère des Pauvres, or Little Brothers of the Poor, believes the dreary weather is not helping lift spirits. Time, he feels, and the creative underbelly of the 11th arrondissement will quickly see the famously partying neighbourhood bounce back.
It's a quarter that is pretty lively on the weekends. because it's rather festive. It's true, there are less people about, but then you have to also take the weather into account there. And of course, there are those who are anxious, and so I think they are staying at home. But I don't think the impact is going to last very long, because life will carry on.
At the Bataclan Theatre itself, managers say culture will definitely fight back too once the police investigations are over. According to the directors, they have the theatre world on their side from London to New York to help them achieve that end. For Monocle, in Paris, I'm Tamara Tyson.